The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Okay, Alvin, this is considered hour two.
Hour two.
Take one.
Take one.
Click. Okay, this is hour two. So, folks, I said I would read an annoying letter. Ooh. We get a lot of letters and comments from people. Some of them are just amazingly encouraging, and some of them are amazingly non-encouraging and annoying, at least to me. I'm easily annoyed. Could be the coffee. I could be jittery. But the thing is that I want to say a number of things. Before I read this letter, I want to say that in a couple of minutes, we're playing my conversation with Robert Davi, who is a Hollywood big deal, who directed the film My Son Hunter about Hunter Biden. I tell you, we're seeing like a revolution in Hollywood, in media. Things are happening. The fact that somebody like Robert Davi and the people involved in that created that film, good things are happening. I want to also say, in case, because sometimes I forget, I am hopeful for this country. I am hopeful that what happened in the midterms was, I think it's a good thing, because unless we fight for election integrity, unless we understand, unless more Americans wake up to how bad things are, does anybody believe John Fetterman actually won? I do not. I do not believe he won. I believe Pennsylvania Democrats are so corrupt that I have no confidence that he won. I have no confidence that Carrie Lake lost. What a joke. And she's a hero and a fighter, and she's going to fight. All around the country, there is this thing we call corruption. And you say, oh, you're a sore loser. Let me tell you something. I might not like to lose, but if the American people legitimately vote for somebody that I don't like, I say, thank God for America. Thank God that we have freedom in America, and whoever won, won. But when I suspect, as most Americans or increasing Americans do, actual corruption and fraud and lying and deception, I got to tell you, corruption is a moral issue, and I will talk about it forever until we deal with it. So I think that the not getting the red wave will, in the long run, be a good thing for America, because we need to know what is happening. We need to know that the deep state and all kinds of non-elected actors are participating in trying to take control from we the people. So I'm genuinely and generally hopeful, but we have to fight.
Yeah,
we have to pray. And anybody says, it's over, it's done, you're part of the problem. If that's your attitude, if you have a fatalistic attitude that you're cynical and nihilistic and you say, it doesn't matter. Oh yeah, the Lord's judgment is coming, so I'm going to sit on my hands. That's not God's command to you, to sit on your hands, while the Assyrians sweep in. I got to tell you, folks, it's your job.
We do not want any hand sitters here.
No. It's not that kind of despair and fatalism. Is disobedience to God. It's sin. We're supposed to fight for what is right and true. And if we end up losing in the long run, at least we can say we fought as hard as we could. I don't think we will lose, but we have to fight hard. That's why I wrote my book, Letter to the American Church. That's the point of the book and the point of a lot of what I'm saying. Okay, so next week's Thanksgiving, we want to prepare you, folks. Next week, we're going to do a special encore presentation. Alvin and I did a Fun Facts Friday a few years ago, a special Thanksgiving themed Fun Facts Friday. We're going to air that Thanksgiving Day. We're also going to air, what's that?
I was just going to say, we're going to air you reading Squanto, which is really great, talking about the true story of Squanto, Thanksgiving, really exciting stuff.
I,
but,
It's miraculous. I mean, the story of what happened with Squanto is genuinely miraculous. It is an American history, and it's a miracle. And it gives you hope that God's hand has been on this country from the beginning, just when you know that story. So yeah. I put it into a children's book. It's in my book, If You Can Keep It, for adults.
And it's just
important we know the history.
And just to tease you about Fun Facts Friday, there's a song that everybody sings at Christmas time that was actually written for Thanksgiving. So you'll have to tune in and find out what that famous song is. It's really kind of a real fun fact.
A lot of people almost won't believe it.
No.
Almost won't believe it. So you'll see. I mean, it's actually a little shocking.
You'll hear. Okay, so this letter of
Not Silent Night. We'll give you a hint. It's not Silent Night.
It's not Silent Night.
Okay, so All right. So here's the letter. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Oh, I want to mention again, don't forget to go to salemnow.com. Border Battle is there. A number of things that are there. Don't forget this month, Nutramedics, if you use the code Eric, it is 25% off this month. I use all of their stuff. Their vitamin D, their vitamin C, their zinc, their magnesium, their melatonin.
And not only are they sponsored the show, but they give 50% of their profits to missionary work. That's incredible.
Well, I talked about this last night because I'm here in Colorado, and at Brave Church in Cherry Hills Village, I talked about this idea, which we've talked about on this program many times, about how you spend your money. You need to choose to spend your money when you're able with companies that share your values and that are fighting and that are not part of the woke agenda. And that's part of the reason Nutramedics.com. They're heroes. They're a sponsor on this program, just like Mike Lindell, My Pillow, My Store, because they're heroes. They are, you know, they believe in what we do. All right. So let me read the annoying letter and respond to it. I'm going to try not to sound annoyed when I read the letter. I will fail. Okay. Ready? It says, "Hey, Eric, I'm a school counselor from Texas about to retire. Most importantly, a Christian. I also have admired your writing. However, it surprised me so much to read that you support Trump. As a Christian, I've always supported Republican policies, but there is just no way I can square my faith with his ungodly way of treating his rivals, his hatred, his mean behavior, his desire to create chaos. I hope that you will prayerfully consider that he is not the right man for America. At this point, anyone, all caps, is better than him." The correct way to put that would be anyone is better than he, but we don't want to quibble with this person. But what we do want is to correct them. If you care about the poor in America and you allow someone like Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden to become president because you thought that Trump is so mean, I want to tell you, God will judge you for voting your emotions. This is not God. These are not godly principles on which you're voting. If you care about the poor, you have an obligation to elect the person whose policies will help the most people, who will do the most good, who will restore us to the roots of our American founding, to the vision of the founders. So the idea that people get so emotional, they vote on their emotions. This is not a junior high school class president election. Like I'm going to vote for that guy because he's cute, or I'm going to vote for that girl because she's cute, or, you know, she was nice to me at the bus stop. No, this is about the future of liberty. And when Christians speak so myopically, I mean, the idea that you would say anyone is better than he or him, I cannot imagine that somebody could be so unbiblical in their thinking. In other words, you claim to have faith, but your thinking is not biblical. Biblical thinking says that you vote for the person who is working, for the most part, in the case of Trump, I would say dramatically so, to drain the swamp, to deal with corruption, to get the best deals he can with our enemies and our allies around the country. So this kind of thinking that I hear all the time, it is not logical. It is not biblical to say that he has a desire to create chaos. That is just preposterous. And so a good person I believe that this woman, you know, you can get it wrong. And I want you to prayerfully consider that you are hurting the poor. You're hurting your fellow Americans. Everyone who dies of fentanyl overdoses in America, That's happening because of open borders, because of the people who hate Donald Trump and who defeated him in a corrupt election.
Yeah. Can I just say, she must be remembering that speech where we're standing in front of Philadelphia, the hall, and the red lights behind him, and how he was coming down on his enemies and showing hatred. She must be remembering
that. Oh, wait a minute. That was Joe Biden, the hateful Joe Biden. Holy cow. I could see how you could get them mixed up. Anyway, I'm going to be talking more about this in the future, folks, because people say, oh, Eric, what happened to you? How could you support Trump? And I'm going to try to make that case as rationally as I can. I don't know what to say. Anyway, stay tuned.
In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
It's hard to grasp why anyone would keep voting for record inflation, skyrocketing crime, and an open border. Likewise, why would anyone keep funding the left by sticking with the big carriers? Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they want to make it easy for you to try their service. Give them 60 days to show you why I trust them. Right now, when you try Patriot Mobile for 2 months, get your third month free, plus get free activation. They offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks and use the same towers as all three of the major carriers. So you get the same great service while supporting a company that's fighting to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Eric or call their 100% U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. If you're fed up with woke companies that don't care about your values, support a company that does. Make the switch today and get a free month of service plus free activation. PatriotMobile.com/Eric. That's PatriotMobile.com/Eric or call 972-PATRIOT.
Hey there, folks. Welcome back. As promised, how do I put it? I said I want to get somebody on who's a James Bond villain. We could talk about that. But no, we're not going to talk about that. What are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about a different kind of villainy. We're going to talk about the Biden crime family. We're going to talk about the film My Son Hunter. We have the director, Robert Davi. Robert, welcome to this program.
Well, thank you for having me, Eric, especially since we were probably born in the same hospital.
Me tell you something. This is unbelievable. When I looked you up, I mean, I know of you, but I did not know that we were both born in Astoria, Queens.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. Now, John Zmirak, who I have on this program every week, he was born in the same hospital, Astoria General Hospital, as I was about a year.
That's where I was born. Astoria General Hospital, but I'm a little older than you, but a day, our birthdays, I'm the 26th and you're the 27th of June. Isn't that interesting?
We're brothers.
Yeah.
You're my Goomba because Greeks are legally obliged to be born in Astoria. It's just a thing, the government. Yes. If you're Greek,
as Italians were back in the day.
And plenty of Italians too. I spent a lot of time in Astoria. My cousins lived there for quite a while.
But let me ask you something, not before we get into the thing. Can you speak any Greek?
Oh, of course.
All right. Then thelo tipota mi favane kanenen emileftheros.
Obviously, you cannot speak Greek.
Then thelo tipota
mi favane kanenen. I'm just making fun because it's the Italian accent.
Okay.
Then thelo tipota. I don't want anything. I don't want nothing.
Mi favane kanenen.
I don't fear anyone.
Emileftheros.
I am free.
Ime il Eleftheros. Where's that from? I love that.
The tombstone of Nikos Kazantzakis.
Then to pistevo. Kazantzakis, Kazantzakis is a character, right? Because he did, he wrote the book, The Last Temptation of Christ, which is a heretical mess, but it's interesting if you're kind of curious about God and you're not interested.
But he also wrote The Spiritual Exercises of Nikos Kazantzakis.
Oh, no, Kazantzakis is one of the great Greek heroes. Listen, this is what's so funny. And this, I want to start here. We're talking about the film My Son Hunter. We've talked about it with Lawrence Fox. We'll talk about it more. Maybe we'll get Gino Carano on here. But the point is, you directed it.
Yeah.
But I want to start before we get into this exciting film. And it is very exciting. I really want to talk about the film. But I want to say, it's funny because when I looked you up, and this is always the case, almost always the case with Hollywood people, you think of them a certain way, right? You're some guy, you're a bad guy in a James Bond film. You were in Die Hard.
Goonies is a cult classic.
Goonies. Okay. So
Showgirls, you've been in Expendables. I mean,
we're not going to mention Showgirls on this program. Okay. Aren't you ashamed? Come on.
Well, I got paid very well and it still pays.
This is what I'm saying is that you have been working in Hollywood. I remember as a kid watching Merv Griffin, people would say, oh, it's all about the work, or hey, I'm just trying to get work. You have been working in the business since the 70s. You were in episodes of Charlie's Angels. I mean, this cracks me up. What have you not been in? Elsewhere?
I did that. I did St. Elsewhere. I might have Health Street Blues. I mean, Barnaby, all those shows. But I did my first film.
You worked with Buddy Ebsen? Excuse me.
Yes.
You worked with Buddy Ebsen. Is there anything else we need to talk about?
I know,
you
right?
You worked with Buddy Ebsen.
Well, I also did my first film with Frank Sinatra in 1977.
I was going to say, you have worked with Sinatra. Somehow you work with Brando. What?
Christopher Columbus, the discovery, who they want to cancel today. And I was in Spain researching with the Spanish experts, and they're all getting it wrong. And they're manipulating the truth about Christopher Columbus. And it's unfortunate that we have a generation indoctrinated into this woke society of being recreating the history. Columbus never had a slave. It goes on and on and on, but it's so many.
Speaking of Columbo, did you ever work with Peter Falk?
No, but he was a friend.
Are you kidding?
I knew Peter, yeah, very well.
All right.
Telly Savalas, I worked with.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we did. Telly Savalas, come on, the Greek. We did Alcatraz, the whole shocking story together.
Honestly.
Miniseries.
This is no joke. In New York, because I know you're in Florida, but up here in New York, we have this thing called MeTV, and they play old shows, which half of them I never really watched. As a Greek, you know, we had a shrine in our home to Kojak. You know, we all knew. But did I watch the show? No. Now I watch it, and I think this was actually a good show.
Oh, yeah.
Unlike, forgive me, Charlie's Angels, which was, you know, garbage, ABC. Yeah, but the point is that.
Who loves you, baby?
You have, you know, Telly Savalas. I mean,
he was a great guy. Telly was hysterical.
That's what they say. So my point is, you have been working and working and working. You started out, we mentioned Astoria, but Stella Adler, I mean, that's. We know Marlon Brando and a few others worked with Stella Adler, but how did you find your way into that? This is, you know, elite acting company.
Yeah. When I was five, we moved to Long Island, and then I was in Dix Hills, Half Hollow Hills. Went to the school system there, then went to a Catholic school, St. Cyril and Methodius. And I went to a Catholic high school called Seton Hall High School. And I was always very artistic, even in fourth grade. At Half Hollow Hills Elementary School, the teacher, Miss Alexander, they always picked me to read out loud or to play. And I remember them walking my parents to the car saying he should be encouraged for the arts. He's artistic. At the same time, I was very athletic. Weeb Eubank came to watch me play at Seton Hall. We were 28-0 the years I played. And I could have gone that route. And then I got ill and I got a cure from Padre Pio. That's another story.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Well, first of all, you said you got ill. You were in high school and you got sick. What happened?
Junior year, the end of junior year football. And I was playing varsity since a freshman. They don't know what it was, but I was like from 230 pounds solid to like 140 50 in a hospital bed, them not knowing what I had. The closest thing they thought was some autoimmune thing. And it was just downhill. But a friend of the family's, my mother was the head of confraternity for Long Island. And my dad was a sacristan in St. Matthew's Church in Dix Hills. And their friend, a guy named Joey Lamangino, was a blind guy that used to give lectures on Padre Pio and the Lady of Fatima and rosaries. And we'd go to those, and I remember that. And I was in the hospital bed, and he would give lectures about Padre Pio. And he knew Padre Pio. He went to San Giovanni Rotonda in Foggia, Italy, went to confession with Padre Pio. So it was a direct line to Padre Pio. And so I said to my mom, I said, do you think Joey can ask Padre Pio to pray for me? Which they did. And I got a telegram, pray blessings. I'm no doctor, because they didn't know what it was. They sent me a pair of rosary beads, blessed by him. And then a week later, my mom dreamt of the mass. I had this sense of something in the room. And the doctor said to my mother, Dr. Eugene Teich, on a Saturday morning, he said, Mary, if you told me your son was in this shape a week ago, I'd say only a miracle. So I attribute that. And I feel that my path was made to go into the arts and not into sports. That was the turning point. I got a scholarship to Hofstra University at the drama department, which they had the Yale rep, and they had crossover teachers, very good school, Hofstra University. They had a Shakespeare festival. And then I went into Manhattan and I studied with Stella for 3 years, got into the Actors Studio and did tons of plays. People think of me as the thug, you know, or the bad guy, like you said. But I did a couple of thousand performances on stage of Shakespeare and Chekhov and Ibsen and Jean Ennui. So it was, you know, you get underestimated quite often in life. Anyone does, until you open up the thing. And I then did the first film with Sinatra, and I did an album. I don't know if you know I sing. I did an album.
Yes, I do. I don't know if you know if I sing. Please continue.
Do you sing?
Yes. No, but we. Yes, I do. But you, it's just so fascinating to me because the eclectic nature of your career and the depth. But most people would just know you as, you know, you're the bad guy, you're the thug in that film or in that film. So it's extraordinary how actors get work. You know, you could be doing Chekhov and Shakespeare, but to pay the bills, you know, you do Barnaby Jones and St. Elsewhere, whatever
that
it is.
That's in the beginning, And then, of course, I did a TV series called Profiler for 4 years that was before Criminal Minds, that was groundbreaking, and tons of other films, 170 films.
170 films.
Good, bad, and indifferent. And that's not counting the television stuff.
Well, when we come back, I want to talk to you about the film that you directed. Have you directed a film before?
I directed a movie called The Dukes, and that's what Magda Segeda from Unreported Story Society had seen. It won 9 awards. It was in festivals with Coppola and Sean Penn and Robert Redford and Tom Cruise. Little film I made for a little budget. Me, Chaz Palminteri, Peter Bogdanovich, Miriam Margolyes, Melora Hardin, a very sweet film about a doo-wop group. So that was my first foray into directing.
I love Chaz Palminteri, love Peter Bogdanovich. When we come back, we're going to talk about the new film. It is called My Son Hunter, talking to Robert Davi. Don't go away. Why would you? Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. Folks, I'm talking to my new best friend, Robert Davi. He might not know it, but we're talking about your career, an amazing career, frankly, but culminating at this point in your directing a film, a brave film, an amazing film, an important film called My Son Hunter, about Hunter Biden and the relationship with his messed up old man. I believe his name is Joe Biden. It's an amazing thing that the film got made. I've become friends with Anne and Phelim, who were behind this.
Yes.
Geniuses. How did you hear about this film, or, you know, how did it come to you, the idea that you might be able to direct this film with Lawrence Fox? Tremendous.
Well, my agent called me up and said, hey, they're making an offer. They'd like you to direct the film. What is it? My Son Hunter. And that piqued my interest. I says, okay. Because of most of the country, we were frustrated at the story being not told. Because at the time, the New York Times didn't admit to the story, and we didn't know what we know now. So this was back in May, I think, of a year ago. And I read the script. I thought the structure was good. I saw that I could do things with the piece that I wanted to do. And I then accepted the job. And were they open to my changes and open to my ideas? And because I wanted to make something that was not just a bunch of red meat being thrown out. I didn't want to demonize the drug addiction, because family members and mine, family members have had addiction problems. The country has addiction problems. So I didn't want to demonize that aspect to it. It was also a father and son story. And I liked the idea that it was told through the eyes of a 25-year-old left-wing activist who was a exotic dancer to pay for her college education. So that gave it a universal appeal, because how do we tell the story? How do we affect people? How do we, those that aren't listening in the echo chamber, how do you open up their minds and hearts to accept something that they've been told doesn't exist, or that refuses, the media refuses? And then also the indictment on the media for being quiet about the story. So all these elements went into play. And then I worked on the script with Brian Godzua, who wrote the original screenplay, and then went to Serbia. And so that was the impetus, and also the frustration, Eric, of seeing Russian collusion for 3 years on Donald Trump, that we were fed this ad, you know, Adam Schiff and all the things. And every other day there was another attack on this guy, the real insurrection in America, the real insurrection that was done by politicians trying to anyway. So all of that then made me want to say, OK, I want to direct this. I want to tell this story.
There's something going on in America. It's taken us a long time for people with conservative traditional values, people who care about truth, beginning to get involved in the media, to make films that are not just our version of propaganda, because the left is doing that all day long, but that's real art. And when I interviewed Lawrence Fox, who stars as the Hunter. Eponymous, I want to use that word, Hunter, My Son Hunter.
Isn't that a Greek word, eponymous?
Eponymous, well, all words are Greek, ultimately, yes. Including the word word. No, that's not true. The word word is probably Anglo-Saxon. But the fact is that to tell a story truly, so that it doesn't become just, you know, conservatives will go see it because it's kind of, you know, it's our film, or Christians will go see it because it's a Christian. But no, this is art. You are telling the story from the inside. It's multidimensional. And this is the key to winning over those in the middle, because there's so many in the middle that they will not go see a red meat conservative film that's airing here or here or here. They won't even hear about it. This is a film that I think everybody could see. And so I want to thank you for bringing your, you know, career's worth of experience to bear on the script and on shaping this and on directing it, because it's important that we step up our game in telling the stories.
Absolutely. So, and I'm proud to say that I have friends of mine that are, you know, like Bernie Sanders supporters, say.
Yeah.
And they saw the film, and they texted me their impressions of it, which were highly positive and complimentary. Not what they expected. And it was so interesting to see that. And that's exactly my frustration with the conservative filmmaking and conservatives when they deal with culture sometimes. It's not taking an overall it's overpressing a cliche.
Yeah, well, they cliche is the word. If you really want to win people over, you have to appeal to our common humanity. And I have to say that when the Hunter Biden stuff initially was coming out, you know, as a Christian, my heart went out to him. This doesn't exonerate him. This doesn't. But the point is, you realize these are human beings. I mean, I've met Joe Biden. I had breakfast with Joe Biden in 2012. You know, it's one of these things where you realize these are human beings with souls. God loves them and wants to reach them. This doesn't mean that we don't deal with them as public figures. Obviously, that's the whole reason you tell a film like this, because these are not just our neighbors. These are people affecting the world in which we live as dramatically as it can be affected through their stupidity, their ignorance, their malfeasance, but they're human beings. And when you talk about the son of a career politician, 50 years in that world of corruption, in that swamp, it's so ugly. But if you have a heart, to some extent, your heart breaks at the same time that you want justice. So when we come back, we're talking to the director of My Son Hunter. Go to mysonhunter.com. MySonHunter.com, starring Lawrence Fox, Gina Carano. We'll be right back. With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there. But did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric. That's inspireadvisors.com/Eric. Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. Hey, folks, you've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. So right now, MyPillow is offering exclusive offers on their bed sheets, their six-piece towel set, and even offering an extended 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed now through December 25th will have an extended money-back guarantee through March 1st. The bed sheets are marked down as low as $29.98. Believe me when I say you'll get a great night's sleep. Their six-piece towel set is made with USA cotton. It comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Typically retails at $89.98, now just $39.98 with promo code ERIC. Limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-978-3057, 1-800-978-3057. Use promo code ERIC or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use promo code ERIC. These offers will not last long. They're known to sell quickly. So order now with promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC. Folks, welcome back. Talking to Robert Davi, the director of the new film, My Son Hunter. So excited that this film got made. Robert, it's an amazing thing to me that this film, the film you're describing, My Son Hunter, that it got made, because we live in a world where most of us know that, you know, Hollywood is controlled by, you know, you mentioned half a dozen of the names. Just super left-wing ideologues who they can't even begin to think along the lines of where we are, where middle America is. And pretty much they've had a monopoly, you know, and there's nothing else. Suddenly things like this are possible. My Son Hunter is out before we continue. How do people find my son, Hunter?
Well, first off, I just want to give kudos to the Unreported Story Society, who crowdfunded this with 30,000 people. So the people out there wanted this story to be told, the people. And if we continue to do that, and I encourage conservatives to invest in culture, to, you know, we've got to do that. They can go to mysonhunter.com. Breitbart distributed it. Mysonhunter.com. The DVD is now available, as well as you can download it, stream it, and own it. And I think it's an entertaining film. I told them I wanted to do something like The Wolf of Wall Street or American Hustle, the David O. Russell film about the abscam FBI sting, that style of piece.
Yeah.
You know, constrained with our budget, of course, and with the story. But and I think we've accomplished something very, very, you know, very special in terms of that.
I think The Wolf of Wall Street was disgusting, like a lot of Spielberg stuff. Like, he always goes too far.
Well, that was Scorsese.
And I'm sorry, what did I say?
Spielberg.
I think you know that I meant Scorsese.
Yes.
Hey, go get your shine box. But seriously, some of these films go too far, but the style of filmmaking, it is brilliant. Obviously, Scorsese is brilliant. He's been going too far since, you know, whatever, since Casino, as far as I'm concerned. But the point is that the genius, the ability to tell a story in a somewhat oblique way, whose decision was it to tell the story from the point of view of this, the stripper? I can't remember. You just mentioned a moment ago.
Yeah, that was in the screenplay. That's one of the things that I loved that Brian Godzwa had. It was told through her eyes. And on their meeting and the discovery of them.
Is this the one that Hunter had a child with?
No, because it's a composite of different girls, because he's been with so many. So this is just the night that the laptop is discovered, and she doesn't know who he is initially. He gets kicked out of a strip joint because the Secret Service come, because the father wants to talk to him. And then he rushes off to the Chateau, the Chateau Marmont, and I have him in another place. I mean, I read Hunter's biography, autobiography, Beautiful Things, and I got a lot of information from that. It's quite confessional, but powdered confessional in some ways. But we still explore. And then we get into the corruption. John James plays Joe Biden, terrifically, terrific actor, John James. And I didn't want to play the again, of course, the script when it first happened, and it was so much stuff in it, great, but it was too heavy handed for me. And I had to pull back on all of that stuff, especially with Joe. And because I said, here's a guy that's been in politics, as you say, 50 years, 45 years. There's got to be something about him that's engaging. And I wanted to not make a repulsive character, not like a Saturday Night Live skit or some other skits that they do with Biden, but something that I had said that Peter Bogdanovich said to me, because I called Peter Bogdanovich at one point before we did this, because I wanted him to play Joe Biden, actually. He said, I can't play him. He's more of a Howard Hawks kind of character, Robert. And I said, interesting. He sees him as a Howard Hawks character. And that's a strength. You know, the Howard Hawks has a certain kind of elan. You know, there's a guy that did, that Bogart and Bacall, where they met, you know.
I should know.
Key Largo. No, was it Key Largo? No, not Key
Largo. Have and have not? No.
Yes, to have and have not. That's where they met, and that's Howard Hawks. Yes. Oh. Yes, yes.
Well, I'm very proud of myself for coming up with that on Jeopardy.
Very good.
Listen, when you talk about Peter Bogdanovich, unbelievable. Paper Moon, one of the greatest films I have ever seen in my life.
Yes.
I love Peter Bogdanovich.
He was a great man, great, terrific man. You should see my film, The Dukes, when you get a chance. You'll love him in it.
I'm already looking forward to it. So in this film, you talk about the humanity. This is what's so interesting, is to see the humanity of villains, right? And you know, yes. I mean, if you're playing Iago or you're playing Othello, I guess you can't do that anymore. But the point is, honestly, we have to see the humanity because it makes them come to life. And Joe Biden is the classic case. As much as I want him out of the presidency, as much as I know he has been a force for tremendous evil, he's a human being. And that's kind of what makes it even more horrible, that these are people that have given themselves over to dark forces. When the Hunter Biden laptop story was squashed, to me, that was the end. I said, I've never seen anything this dramatic in American public life, that everyone would say that the most important story in many decades is not a story, and shove it to the side and try to cancel everybody, myself included, who would dare to talk about it. That's when you knew we had gone through the looking glass and we were in a new America and we better do something about it.
Absolutely frightening, Eric. Absolutely frightening. And just to pick up on your point about, in terms of not demonizing the characters, you know, I've played many bad guys, the apex being, of course, a Bond villain. But whenever I play those characters, you humanize them. I never comment on the character you're playing. So I know this inherently as an actor, you're playing a human being who has their foibles, has their soul, have their, you know, and let the audience judge. Don't comment on it, because then it becomes a skit. There was a film that recently, I think Meryl Streep played a Trump-esque kind of president in the film with a red hat and all of that stuff. And it was so repulsively demonic performance. She's a tremendous actress. She could have played it much better. But the left wants to take the caricature of, a female Trumpish character and just distort it into this ugly, who's that expressionistic painter, the German painter, you know who I'm talking about.
Egon Schiele?
No. He's a Frank something or other. You know,
listen, when we come back, we're going to get you the name of that French impressionist.
German impressionist.
Sorry. We'll be right back with Robert Davi. The film My Son Hunter. Go to mysonhunter.com. Folks, it's called My Son Hunter. Obviously, it's about Hunter Biden. MySonHunter.com, MySonHunter.com. The director, Robert Davi, is my guest. What else can we say, Robert, in the few minutes we have left? I'm just so excited for this film.
Well, it's important that everyone watch the film because, again, it also indicts the media, the mainstream media, social media, that absolutely tipped the hand of the election by hiding the story. You didn't even say ignore it. They hid it. That should enrage everyone on the left and the right. And like I said, watch this film and keep an open mind. But it's also very entertaining. It's fun to watch. It's satirical. I made it satirical. It's got heart. It's got humor. It's got sensuality to it, toned down to a bit. Because we couldn't be so explicit, nor would we want to be so explicit, but you still had to show some of the lifestyle of Hunter Biden, who went in and then made deals with the heads of the mafia of the Burisma oil and gas company, with the Communist Chinese Party and the Chinese Nuclear Energy Commission. And I mean, it's all there in the film. And it's quite an indictment. It's quite an indictment. And you can make your own conclusion.
Well, I mean, we're talking, you know, it sounds a little heavy to say this, but we're talking about the future of planet Earth. When you're dealing with the most powerful country in the world and corruption and making deals with the satanically evil communist Chinese, I think anybody who connects the dots understand this could lead, is leading to the end of the United States of America, to the end of liberty, to the end of everything that we hold dear and that many of us have been ignorant enough to take for granted. If your parents come from the old country like mine did and like yours did, they appreciate America. They understand this is not normal. Patriots bled so that we could have what we have. And then you have corrupt figures like Biden and company really just entering this corruption, this swamp, and selling the soul of this nation so that they can profit from it. This is, we
and
all
it's
know.
It's both sides, Eric. It's both sides.
Oh, I guarantee you know about that. Listen, Karl Rove and Mitch McConnell are in the same filthy boat. It's horrifying, but Americans are waking up in some part because of folks like you putting your talent into a film like this. Will this film be in any theaters? Is that possible or not?
That I don't know. That's up to the producers. I mean, I would have loved for it to have a theatrical run, even a limited theatrical run, right, to then see what the outcome would be. I've seen it on the big screen. It looks great, by the way, and the sound. I have an 80 foot screen at the house, and you can watch it on your, if you have a big screen. You can get it at mysonhunter.com. You can get the DVD now, and I'm sure there'll be screenings popping up at different places. It would be fun to have, different screenings for.
We should do one in New York with you, have a little red carpet. Hey, Ann and Phelan, come on. We really should, because this
I wanted them to have. Here's what was my game plan, Ann and Phelan, and they know this, and Breitbart knows this. I wanted a screening in Westwood, at the Bruin in Westwood, right in the heart of it all. A red carpet, I didn't care who showed up, but have it right in there. Have one in New York and D.C., and, maybe one in Florida. But I felt we should have kicked it off with those kind of screenings, because no matter what the protest or the controversy that people would get out of it, yeah, I think they have to, like I said, people that have seen it, that are friends of mine on the left, deep on the left,
of course,
like the film.
Yeah, it's called art, ladies and gentlemen. It's called art. Robert Davi, God bless you. Congratulations. The film My Son Hunter, go to mysonhunter.com. We hope to see you again soon, Robert Davi. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my brother from Astoria.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.